Joseph.
I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Yes, the show is about to begin, and you're there, I'm here, and all's right with the world.
Enjoy the show.
We sure do hope you'll enjoy the show. This is Dr. Bill, and the doctor is in. Finally. I'm only a week late doing the podcast. How do you like that? For that reason, this is podcast number 94 when it should be podcast number 95, but what are you going to do? It's June the 30th as I record this, and we've got a jam-packed podcast today because it's 2 weeks worth of stuff they were going to try to cram into one podcast, and that's because I'm so far behind on doing the podcast. I'm really sorry about that, but you wouldn't believe my week. I mean, you really wouldn't. It's been real intense, man. Anyway, there you go. We're just going to have lots of fun, though. Lots of things happening on the podcast, not to mention a Game Master segment. Matter of fact, I'm just kind of halfway tempted, yes indeed, to just go right into the Game Master segment and kind of catch you up. First of all, let me remind you that the blog that we're talking about is Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon, the blog. That is at drbill.cc, CC for Computer Curmudgeon. And there on the blog, I have a picture of the Game Master, my son Benjamin, as the robot in our Vacation Bible School play. And it really looks awesome. If you haven't gone and checked it out, check it out. It is very, very cool. So, we're going to be talking about that in the Game Master segment. I wanted to prepare you for that. And so, let's go now to the Game Master segment.
Okay, so see, I was supposed to get the microphones all done so that we could do this interview like with two microphones, but I'm going to have to use one microphone and go back and forth because we didn't get the microphones. Although I got them back, I didn't get them set up in time. And so there you go. So, the Game Master segment with the Game Master, and we're talking about Vacation Bible School cool pictures because he was all silver.
That I hate.
Well, he looked cool and all of that, but the silver paint kind of stuff and the hair, he looked really cool, but he didn't like the actual painting thereof.
It took 30 minutes to do it. 30 minutes to paint that all on.
But you got to admit, if you look at the blog and look at the pictures, it was worth it because he looks awesome. Really?
Right.
Okay. And if you look at the pictures, you'll notice that he's got, like, sparkly things on and a globy thing in the front and cool-looking shoulder doohickeys.
Let me explain what that all is. The thing on my chest.
Yes.
Is an old circuit board, a really big one.
A motherboard.
Well, whatever.
Yes.
As you can tell, I don't know much about hardware.
We got to work on that, but go ahead.
My cousin hooked it up so that it had Christmas lights and
cool.
That thing.
The big, shiny
it's like a
thing.
It's a belt buckle that does electrical, magical light
that
things.
That looks sparkly.
It's nifty. Anyway.
Yes.
He hooked that all up into a breastplate and then put on the paper shoulder pad thingies. And he loaned me his trench coat and goggles and all kinds of other cool stuff.
That's like a Matrix-y type.
Yeah, it's his Neo coat.
Neo coat, yes. Yes. Anyway,
yeah.
And then the silver sparkly stuff in the hair. And the headphones. Those are the infamous headphones that he normally wears when we do the podcast. The difference being, of course, that Skype makes all these weird noises.
Yeah.
Yeah.
hate Skype.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying.
I've always hated Skype.
So these silvery things, those are like from...
Oh, the things on my arms?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are actually from a toy armor set.
Oh, yeah. Armor of God kind of thing that we got from Christian bookstore. Yeah, I remember that. So they don't fit very well now, though, because you were smaller.
They fit surprisingly well. They must have been, like, for an older kid range or something.
Interesting.
They were a lot bigger than I remember.
But the ultimate effect is very cool. And the shades kind of make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the very coolness factor. Anyway,
mural, by the way,
yeah,
was also posted, or let me try that again, painted by my cousin Jonathan.
Yes, he's kind of multi-talented, huh? And we've got the cool Flash video.
Oh, the video.
Yes, the video, which is just an excerpt from the play.
The second play, actually, sort of. We actually had to re-record that because the original recording was lost in transit.
Yeah, there were several technical difficulties during the production, which actually made it quite funny. But
it was
cool. And that little video that's on the website was actually made with a little itty bitty electronic camera, not even like a movie camera. So I was actually fairly impressed with the way it came out. We kind of improvised at the last minute.
Yeah, we had to play that during one of the skits as a confession video for the evil dude. And
evil dude.
Yes, thank you. The original lines were said in the second skit, and we recorded them then, but, as I said, the video was lost, so we had to re-record it a couple of minutes before the fifth skit.
Yeah.
We had maybe
literally
30 minutes, at the most, to finish it.
And then I had to master it up and get it ready and put it out where we could use it.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was kind of cool, actually. We showed it up on the big screen in the during the play, and it worked out very well. Even if I did play it slightly ahead of schedule.
Ha.
Yes.
my cousin gave him the wrong cue, you see.
Yeah, he told me, play it when I say thank you. And so when he said thank you, I immediately played it. But he was supposed to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and proceed to make several other statements, and I just kind of ran right over him. So. But he said to do that, so I was just following orders. Anyway... So, what else are we talking about? That was cool, and I encourage everybody to go out and look at that. That's really awesome. He looks really cool. So, what else do you have going on in your world?
Wow, that would take a while to fill in. Okay. I shall start with Mega Man stuff.
Okay.
Recently, I found my Mega Man games. They were sort of half missing for a while.
How can they be half missing?
I knew the general area they were in.
You had the case, but not the guts. The chip part. You had the chip part, but you didn't have the case? I'm just wondering about the half. He's perplexed now. Okay, go ahead.
I knew the area they were in. I did not know exactly where they were. That's how
time-space displacement.
Sure.
That happens to me. Actually, quite often.
Mostly socks.
Yes, socks. Don't get me started. Go ahead.
Anyway. Wow. Where was I?
Mega Man time-space displacement.
Thank you. Right. So I started playing those again. And I also found one of my old sites that I used to go to that was related to Mega Man.
And it's still there.
It is. And I actually still have claims to the Battle Network 2 Mega Man team.
Ah.
Now, Mega Man team is where you take the bosses from a Mega Man game,
uh-huh,
and you actually role-play as them.
Is this like a forum-type thing?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Anyway, you get, like, a bunch of different people together, and they role-play as the bosses. And, you know, they can fight whoever.
I see.
The only real restriction is that you can't have main characters. You can't have a Mega Man position, for instance.
So... I take it this is why you have lots of Mega Man videos that you're now watching. At least I think I saw you watching a Mega Man video. Or actually, it was Rockman, right?
Oh, right. I've also been bit-torrenting several animes so that I can make some AMVs out of them.
I see.
And Mega Man happens to be one of those animes.
Ah. And they're in Japanese.
Mega Man is, yes.
With subtitles.
Right.
English?
One would hope. guys.
Yeah. Okay, so he's watching Mega Man, Rockman.exe anime videos that are in Japanese with English subtitles. He lives an odd life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, so what else is happening? Reading good books lately? Like Star Wars?
I do have several Star Wars books that I've read recently, like, oh, snap, what's it called? The Legacy of the Force series, which is a relatively new series.
Yep.
It takes place, I think, 40 years after the Battle of Yavin, which, of course, took place in the fourth movie, or the first, if you prefer.
I see.
Right.
I didn't know the battle had a name. I thought it was, like, whatever. Anyway.
Right.
Yeah. What do I know?
What does he know? Anyway.
But... I like Star Wars.
Star Wars is fun, yes.
Yes.
Anyway, I've, I think read through the second or third book, I'd have to check to make sure, in that series. And mm-hmm. I also have the first three books of the New Jedi Order series, which is... They sort of
Luke's
tie into each other.
Son, Leia's
Actually,
son.
Luke's son isn't born yet in the New Jedi Order one. He's in the Legacy of the
It's
Force
all very confusing. I read the
really
backs
is.
Of the books... And
which means it gets plenty of spoilers.
Lots of spoilers, but no actual information that's really worthwhile. Although I started reading part of one where you had Leia's daughter flying a ship and...
Vector Prime?
Yes, Vector Prime, yes.
That's the first one in the New Jedi Order series.
Okay, well I was reading that, and it was... What I read was really good.
Oh yeah, it's very good.
Very good.
Very good
so,
series.
I may have to actually read that. Typically I read Star Trek.
Very into Star Trek.
Very much.
He can name E-books. Every single Star Trek episode in the first few seconds of watching it.
Yeah, all I gotta do is start watching it and I can give you the episode. Used to be able to give you the author and the producer. Or not producer, obviously
wrong.
The producer's Gene Roddenberry, but the director is what I mean. So, yes, well, I was a pretty serious Star Trek fan.
That is
time.
The original Star Trek, by the way.
You
can't do that with Next Generation,
TOS.
DS9, or what?
TOS.
Right.
The original series.
Whatever you say.
TOS.
Whatever you say.
See, TNG is
DS9.
The Next Generation. No. DS9 is DS9.
Right.
TNG
that's what
is
I said.
Next Generation. Yes. Oh, I see. You're going to the next step.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you're ahead of me. But see, TNG, you can't
wow.
say, like, TOS, you can say TOS. TNG, you can't say TNUNGDU. It doesn't
TNG.
Work.
TNG.
It's TNG. So, just in case you're wondering. But I digress.
So you do.
Yes, I do. Alright, so, you're Star Warsing and Mega Manning, Rocking Man Xing, and, roboting.
Oh, that's long over.
I know. See, that's the thing. We're doing the podcast a week late, so that means that, to him, this is like ancient history that we're talking about. You know, it's like, this happened so long ago, I was younger then. You know, I mean, it's like a week or two ago.
Right.
So, there you go.
I just
and we saw... The last Stargate.
Oh, yes, they ended Stargate SG-1.
Yes, I was very sad about that. And Stargate Atlantis, we saw the season cliffhanger thing. And what else did we see? We saw a bunch of stuff lately. We saw the Dead Zone.
Oh, Burn Notice, that new
Burn
show.
Burn Notice, yes, that's actually a pretty decent little show.
It was really funny. It's like half MacGyver, half, I don't know, Bond, maybe?
Maybe a little Bond. Kind of a tongue-in-cheek Bond.
Yeah.
Because it's funny. And Psych is coming.
I cannot wait for Monk and Psych.
I like the Psych.
Don't forget Monk, though.
Monk, yeah, Monk. Monk.
Monk drives him crazy.
Drives me nutty.
He's insane.
I just cannot take Monk. I watch it, but I can't take it.
See, here's the thing.
Here's the thing. That's where I got that, by the way, is here's the thing. Okay, well, so we caught up pretty much with the Game Master's World.
Sure.
You need to actually start your blog.
Right. I am probably going to start that within, hopefully, the week, maybe a couple weeks. But
so, go to GameMasters.biz and keep looking at the blank blog, and eventually it will have stuff in it. Right now it just has hello.
Hello.
Hello. Sigh. So that's it from the Game Masters World this week. I suppose we'll sign off now.
So there you go, the Game Master's World. It's a very strange world indeed, but there you go. See, we caught up a little bit with what's going on there with the Game Master. And now let's go to the blog. Actually, before we even go to the blog, before we do that, let's do our geek culture, shall we? Geek culture, as you know, is that segment of the podcast when I share with you something that I found on the web that's very odd. This is a rap song by a gentleman that is named Beefy. You notice that all rap artists have weird names? Well, he has one, and it's Beefy. I think it's because he's somewhat rotund, shall we say. At any rate, this song is all about his goal in life, which is to be an internet celebrity. You know, like the Numa Numa guy, or the Star Wars kid, or, you know, all of those things that we enjoy so much in geek culture. And this is his attempt to get into geek culture by becoming an internet celebrity. I had to just slightly edit out a few words here and there, but that's because it's a family show.
Fame and fortune, that's not hard to believe. And internet cred isn't hard to achieve. Cause in the real world, my music's just one big joke. But in cyberspace, I'm so hot that I make smoke. Truth is, I'm just a small fish in this big lake that's owned by MC Chris. I'm gonna do my best to stay out of the shadow. I don't freestyle, use Game Boys when I battle. Sitting all alone in my room writing raps when all I wanna do is be like the brothers Chap. Making hella bank off of t-shirt sales. Plus I'd be attracting all of the females. Cause ladies and guys who get lots of respect, yeah. Just as Jeff who makes questionable content. I just want someone to make a ringtone of this song, uh-huh. And tell their friends that they've been down with Beefy all along. I wanna be yeah. I wanna be an internet celebrity. I wanna be
that's right.
I wanna be an internet celebrity. I wanna be an internet celebrity. I wanna be an internet celebrity.
I only have a fourth of the talent up front a lot. Cause without a funny voice, I'll never make it to the top.
I wanna see my reviews all over Ain't It Cool News and have a million readers on my blog sharing my views. One more downloads and bootleg daily shows. I'd rather get a million hits than a stable full of hosts. I wanna be a cast member on Tech TV, making out with Morgan Webb all week at E3. Over 1,000 people downloaded my first EP. Figured there'd be more since I gave it away for free. How can I gain fame when I can't draw? Photoshop freaks me out, can't draw a chick at all. Guess I'll have to hold a rabbit for ransom. Or be the next Star Wars kid, only fatter and handsome. My flash animations aren't cutting the slack, and that's why I make these crappy, poorly written, nerdy raps.
I wanna be
an internet celebrity. I wanna be an internet celebrity. I wanna be an internet celebrity. I wanna be
an internet
celebrity.
Oh yeah, get down with that. I like the part of holding the rabbit for ransom. That just is cool. I don't know if you remember the reference, but there was a magazine cover many years ago which had a dog looking at a guy that was holding a gun to the dog's head, and the dog was looking over at the gun like, and the headline under the picture said, "Buy this magazine or we'll kill this dog." And there's been variations of that theme throughout time since then. But anyway, hold a rabbit for ransom. There you go. Some cute references there. The business about going Tech TV and Morgan Webb and all that obviously dates this song. It's a little bit old, but kind of thought that was fun. All right, let's go into the blog at drbill.cc, and this is the first item after the last podcast. This was blogged on the first day of summer, which was June 21st. Now, as I record this is June the 30th, so you can see we're a little out of date here. Anyway, This is a ThinkGeek USB fan. A little article on that. The Kensington Fly Fan. And this was a day that it was very, very hot. It was the first day of summer. It was hot at work. I was wanting a fan really bad. And so I went online and found a USB-powered fan. And there's a little picture of it there in the blog. You plug it in, and it blows air. It's just kind of... thought that was cool. All right, next item. Red Hat has also done the right thing. This was in Mary Jo Foley's blog. She has a Microsoft Watch blog. And it appears, you know, there's a lot of Linux vendors that have been going with Microsoft's protection racket, and there have been some that have been rejecting it. Well, Red Hat is one of the vendors that said, no, we are not caving to Microsoft's evil protection racket. And so we give them props for that. Big time props. And yes, that's the official Geek Software of the Week drum roll, and we have perhaps one of the best Geek Software of the Weeks I have ever done. I'm not kidding, this one rocks. Now, not only is it free, which is always a good thing, but there's nothing to download, check that out, nothing to install, whoa, and it provides an awesome service. Now you say, what in the world kind of Geek Software of the Week could that be? Well, maybe calling it Geek Software of the Week is a little disingenuous, shall we say? But that's okay, it fits in the category because it is a free service that truly is awesome. It's called OpenDNS. Now, I'm sure those of you listening to Dr. Bill, of course, are geeks, and geeks know that the domain name system of the Internet is that which translates the IP number addresses into something that we can remember. For instance, drbill.cc is a reference to an IP address, and if you were to look up the actual IP address, you probably would have a hard time remembering it, but you can remember drbill.cc because drbill.cc, computer curmudgeon, easy to remember that website. Same thing with google.com. If you had to type in the number for google.com every time, you probably would remember it, but you can remember Google. So there you go. That's the domain name system. Now you say, well, that's great, but whoopee-doo, you know, what do I do with that? Well, OpenDNS, if you will change your DNS entries to OpenDNS, it will speed up your browsing because their DNS service is so awesomely fast. It will also be safer because it blocks phishing sites and blocks evil websites. And it does, now check this out, auto spell checking of the address you type into the URL address box. So let's say you typed google.cmo. Have you ever done that? I've done that. What it will do is automatically make the CMO, C-O-M, Google.com, and boom, it goes to the website instead of getting a nasty error message like, dude, you are so lame. You know what I mean? So, you need OpenDNS. Now, here's what's really cool. If you sign up, you're saying, I knew there was a catch. No, 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 hold on. If you create an account and sign up, it is totally free. They're not going to misuse your information or anything like that. All they're going to do is just get your sign-on that you can create. If you will sign up, then you can actually select the option to block adult sites, block questionable sites, block sites that are like, you know, Nazis and hate-filled stuff, all that kind of stuff. You can block all of that by selecting it, and then your OpenDNS, when you try to go to one of those sites, will go, whoa, dude, can't let you go there, okay? Very, very cool. I have implemented it on my local network, and it truly is wonderful. And I got a neat email from them saying, hey, Dr. Bill, cool. I'm glad you appreciate our service. So really nice guys there. I really, I can't highly recommend it enough for you. Okay? Check it out. All right, next item. iTunes is the number three music retailer. Now, we're not talking about number three online. We're talking about of all kinds of music retail, it is number three. Wow. Now you might say, what's ahead of it? Well, Walmart, number one, Best Buy, number two, iTunes, number three. You'll notice that Walmart and Best Buy are primarily brick and mortar stores, but iTunes is number one. Now, Next item. This is the item about the Vacation Bible School at our church, Faith and Victory Church in Greensboro. And the main reason I put it in there is because the Game Master looks so awesome as the robot. But also, it is very high-tech. The whole play was very high-tech and cool. There was an impending doom asteroid that was going to strike the Earth and the space station, and it was just all really neat. And there was just all kinds of things and techno things going on. And if you look at the picture and see all the folks that were in the skit there, and the set and the backdrop and the props and everything, it was awesome. So, I have a flash video that I put out there that has... See, there it goes. I'm playing it in the background. Whoa. Look at that. Stand up for what is right. That is just so cool. All these little doohickeys they've got. You know, James Bondy looking things. Cool. They team to bring God's message of hope, to bring life, to bring salvation. See, every night they had one of those items that they learned about. Sun Force Kids. On a mission for God. Decoding Joshua 1:9. See, it was all based on Joshua 1:9. Very cool. Vacation Bible School coming summer 2007. It came, it was, and now it's history.
I could help you in stopping the asteroid. I am fluent in algorithms and calculate navigational maps and basic...
I don't need your help in stopping the asteroid, you bucket of bolts. I already control the asteroid.
You control the asteroid?
That, of course, is the Game Master talking.
Yeah, just like I was able to control...
And that is my nephew, Jonathan Wood.
But how will that control the asteroid?
Well, you see, I installed an engine on it last summer in flight school, and I set it on its course, and now only I can stop it.
He's playing an evil dude.
But why do you wish to make everyone think the asteroid will crash into the Sunforce Agency and the Earth?
Well, duh, so I can be a hero. Everyone will like me, and I'll get a level 5 promotion.
Level 5 agents are the kind of the highest level. That's what he's trying to do. Dude. So there you go. Check out the video. Watch it on the blog. You will enjoy it. Boy, it was fun. It really was. All right, next item. Samsung has a 64 gigabyte solid-state drive. Think about that. 64 gigabyte. I mean, that's as big as a regular hard drive in your computer, and yet it's a little bitty card-sized thing that's solid-state. See, solid-state means no moving parts, so it has, like, way fast access. Dude, I would love to have one of those. Whew, solid-state drive. Awesome. All right, next item is how I'm really sorry that I didn't record the podcast. The next item is a grump about time. It's actually a little article I wrote because I was frustrated that I didn't have enough time. I was doing starting a new job. I was doing Vacation Bible School at night. I was doing all these other things. I barely had enough time to sleep. Wasn't getting a whole lot of sleep. And I was kind of grumpy about it, okay? So, let me read you the little article here called Time and How to Lose It. Have you ever really thought about time? Go with me on this. I've been thinking about time a lot lately. Not because I'm 51 years old. Not because I'm working on a space-time continuum dimensional refraction machine for DARPA. Not that I would admit it if I was. But because time just keeps going on. That's what I discovered recently. I know, most of you already knew this. The thing is, I believe that most people view time as something that actually changes depending on what they're doing. For instance, if you're standing in line in a convenience store while various idiots that should be using their hard-earned money to pay for food for their kids are throwing it away on lottery tickets, okay, I digress. Anyway, while standing in said line, time seems to drag on forever. However, when you're enjoying building a PC from various cool high-tech parts and seeing it come to life and boot up flawlessly the very first time with no hassles, time seems to fly by. Okay, so I have geeky pleasures. Anyway, the bottom line is I've discovered that actually, whether you are standing in the line thinking evil thoughts about the idiots and lotteries, or whether you're actually enjoying getting your geek on, time is actually moving at a precise, stable, actual forward motion. Never backward, always forward, 1 second followed by the next. and time cannot be retrieved. A second gone is gone. And if you want more seconds or more minutes in a given hour, you won't get it. It's always 3,600 seconds or 60 minutes, no more, no less. So if you try to pack more stuff that you need to get done in a given hour, well, you'll only have an hour to do it. Okay, you say, what's up with the doctor? Well, much as I would like to, get a podcast done, like I promised yesterday, well, there's only 3,600 seconds, only 60 minutes in an hour, only 24 hours in a day, and sadly, I do have to sleep at night. Though, admittedly, I haven't been doing that as much as I should lately. Anywho, that's what can happen. Commit yourself to too many things, have too many major life changes, like changing jobs, and actually, selfishly take time to eat and sleep, and you have the magic formula for losing time. Time never to be returned. Time that just keeps ticking on. Stupid clock. That's my Time and How to Lose It article. I actually kind of enjoyed writing that. It was very cathartic. All right, next item. Did this Dilbert cartoon immortalize the doctor? I had one of the readers of my blog to send me this Dilbert cartoon. It shows a guy walking up with suspenders and a beard. And this guy spots him and says, Hold on right there, buddy. That scruffy beard, those suspenders, that smug expression. You're one of those condescending Unix computer users. And the guy hands him a nickel and says, here's a nickel, kid. Go get yourself a better computer. Okay, I think it's just a mite too close to actually being a cartoon of the doctor. Matter of fact, the only thing is, pudgy guy, beard, smug expression, suspenders. I do have hair, though. The picture has a guy with very little hair. I got a lot of hair. It's a little gray. Okay. Game Master's reminding me that the gray hair is there, but it's still there. Thank you very much. Anyway, point being, Elio sent this, and he sent a little blurb with it, with some links to some websites that say that why is it that all the Unixy, Linuxy dudes have beards? You know, Richard Stallman, all the different guys all have beards. I think it's because it's a requirement that Linux Unix dudes must have beards. It's part of the coolness factor, you know what I mean? Yeah. Okay, anyway, check out the cartoon. Another good reason to go to the blog. You will like it. You know, the problem with not doing the podcast as often as I should do it is that I have too much stuff to do and it all gets kind of crammed in there really tight. And we're out of time. Time just goes by. What are you going to do? Anyway, I guess it's kind of about that time, isn't it? Yes, indeedy. Matter of fact, I bet if I listen really closely somewhere in the background, yep, there's that music again. I guess that means, you guessed it, the doctor is out of here!